Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
I know, I am the photograph.
I know. We thought we'd find out what it is you've got here, you got going for us. So give us a few of your flavours.
Well, there's white chocolate, which is the award-winning fudge.
Right.
There's coconut nice. There's chocolate caramel with a little bit of Easter egg in it.
Ooh.
Caramel Baileys. And there's this one here. It's one of your five a day. Coffee, walnut and pecan.
They all look really delicious, don't they?
There's more.
There's a plain caramel, which is the most traditional. There's a vanilla, and then there's a chocolate with mini marshmallows.
Good Lord, what a choice, eh, Kit?
Absolutely. Now, which one is your favourite?
I don't eat
it. Mr. Fudgeman. Oh! Are you, sort of fed up of it? Eating it, that is.
Well, I've been making it for 27 years, and it's lost its appeal now. I'd like a Chinese meal or something like that, you know, or a sandwich. But yeah, fudge has kind of lost its appeal.
And how do you come up with the flavours, or do you do the same ones?
No. I mean, some people ask me, "Can you make this?" And I'll go ahead and make it.
Oh, fabulous!
For example, Brittlesford Lodge Farm Shop, where I get my cream and butter from, they asked me to make them a cookies and cream.
Oh!
And also a white chocolate with Rolos on. Which I've done. Ooh. And I've also done that for the Haven Street Whistle Stop Cafe.
Fabulous. So we're here at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and it's the RSPCA Great Walk Dog Walk today.
That's right,
Have people bought lots of fudge with you for their walk coming back?
They haven't bought some yet, but I think they were more interested in going on the walk.
They'll need it when they get back, won't they?
I think they will need it, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of sustenance.
Definitely needed, yeah.